In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Big week. Kickoff week. Last week, the kickoff classics down here throughout the state of Florida. And now we turn our attention to week one of the 2024 high school football season. And obviously a full slate of games throughout South Florida and the state of Florida, but perhaps no bigger than the Broward County National Showcase that will feature 14 teams, 7 games getting underway on Thursday with a doubleheader between Teddy Bridgewater and Miami Northwestern against Coconut Creek. His debut, actually his debut last week in a win in a kickoff classic, 142-7. So the Bulls are looking like they're back. And then also Coconut Creek's Monarch High School will play Peachtree Ridge of Georgia. Matt Helmrich, who has coached here for a long, long time. So he comes back with his team from Georgia. And then we switch on to Friday, where there are a few games highlighted by a pretty decent battle between Milton, Georgia, and American Heritage Plantation that will be front and center on ESPN. Two really good teams. Milton, who lost here last year, but then went on and won 13 of 14 games, won the Georgia state title against a Plantation American Heritage team that is loaded up again. And that should be a good one. And then across town on Friday evening will be Cardinal Gibbons of Fort Lauderdale hosting Lake Mary. With Noah Grubbs, one of the top quarterbacks in the country for the class of 2026. And then the scene shifts to Saturday, and what a day that's going to be. Two nationally televised games. The contest between St. John Bosco of California going up against a pretty decent program in Chaminade Madonna, a team that finished second in this nation last year. And then the premier event, obviously, at the 4 o'clock kickoff, the number one team in the nation, defending national champion Bishop Gorman from Las Vegas against St. Thomas Aquinas. And speaking about Bishop Gorman, head coach Brent Browner is kind enough to join us this afternoon. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you'd much rather be out in that 107 degree heat right now.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we start practice here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. I was telling somebody about that. He says, UNLV practices at 5 in the morning or 8 at night, and here's Gorman practicing right in the middle of the day. And he goes, well, that's why they're 80-7 over the last decade. You started things off last week with a win over Kahuku of Hawaii to start the season off. You guys are the defending national champions. Obviously, success has been a trademark for the last, 20-something years. Since you and I remember when the school was on Maryland Parkway, now it's up in Summerlin and the whole deal. Talk about the standard that you guys have created with Gorman over the years, and not just football. All the sports are pretty good.
Yeah, I think, you know, we loomed to that. I was at the other campus down on Maryland Parkway. That's where I first started here at Bishop Gorman. I think the standard's really, really simple, just you know, a bunch of young men that want to play football, to love to play football. And, you know, we preach just a couple, two things, really, just hard work and discipline. You know, there's no magic pill. Nothing else is going to get you there except for those two things. And they buy in. And when they buy in, it's just successful after that.
Yeah, and not only that, you mean you have kids that go on, play at the next level, and the next level beyond that. I know that a lot of the fans that listen down here, Cowboy fans with DeMarco Murray, obviously a Gorman guy. And, you know, I remember back in the day with Steven Jackson, you know, who came out of the Vegas area as well. But over the last couple of years, your kids have not only gone on, you know, to California and other programs, but they've come as far east as here. You know, starting with Brevin Jordan some years ago a very talented young man who came here. And then a guy we were talking about yesterday, everybody's really kind of gaga over Elijah Lofton, somebody you had last year. And talk about that talent. I mean, you have guys that, you know, you had a draft pick last year that went to the Bears along with Williams. Talk about how that, you know, these guys, I mean, because, you know, when they come to practice and they come in at the beginning of the year, it's competition. Nobody's awarded any position. You guys have made it, and I know over the years, a competitive thing from day one. Talk about that, because I think that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very competitive environment, and there's some really good coaches. You know, if you're talking about Elijah Lofton, Elijah was a receiver coming in, right? We had to convince him to play tight end. It was a lot of convincing, but it took a lot of good coaching. It took a little bit of, you know, the other part is the belief from the kids that we're going to do the right thing for them and by them, right? That's a big piece in the development. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that you're going to get here. It's a college preparatory school as far as the school, but then as football, we are developing you so that you can go play college football. That's really the whole goal. That's the mindset of what we do every single day. The winning and all that stuff is all great, but if I'm not sending, you know, at least 10 kids Division One, another 5 or 6 Division One AA, and then Division Two, then I'm not doing a really, really good job. So that's right. How we're really measuring the success of the program. You know, and if we do a good job with that, well, you know, the wins will come when they got to come.
Yeah. No doubt. Brent Browner joining us. He's the head coach of Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. If you follow high school football nationally, that's a program that is 80-7 over the last decade, 40-3 with 20 state titles. Certainly a team that has set standards. But you don't just hang around with Liberty and Foothill and programs like that. You guys this year, as I started stated, that you started off with Kahuku. Then you come down here this week to play St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, a program that has played Bishop Gorman in the past, Matter Day, who obviously right now sits at number one. You could knock him right off the perch and get your deal back. Orange Lutheran, which is a program over the years, has done real well. You have done this. I mean, you know, there's a lot of Texas teams that'll hold out their chest and say, "Oh, we'll play this," and they never do. But you guys certainly, you know. You know, for the type of program you have, you take on all comers. I mean, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of other teams that you probably solicited to play, but they wouldn't. But so props to Matter Day and Orange Lutheran and obviously St. Thomas and Kahuku for stepping up to the plate against a program that has set standards. Talk about that when scheduling. It can't be easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. The real mantra is just trying to find, you know, as many guys that we think can beat us. And we're just going to lay the chips on the table and see how it works. See what we've done as a program, see what we've done as coaches, and see what the players have done. I would also tell you, we do have an affinity for Florida, right? We play more Florida teams than I think most people do. It's some of the best football in the country. You know, right. Jude's one of my good buddies down at Miami Central. You know, even think about last year. Not many people, and this goes to the testament of Miami Central, how that mindset's the same way there. Can you call up May 29th and say, "Hey, I lost the game. Would you fly out across the country and play us?" And like within, before I got done talking, Jude was like, "Yeah, we'll be there."
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So think
and a
of
public
that. Like,
school,
many
too.
Many people won't do that. Yeah, many people won't do that.
Yeah, so, and coach, you know, it's a public school. That's what people don't understand. I mean, if you call up a private school anywhere and they'll, you know, come up with the funds, but a public school, it's not so easy. But you're right about Jube Joseph, great guy, has done tremendous things with Central. And we are talking, they had a kickoff classic last week, and we are talking because they started late. And he looked at me, he goes, "This kind of reminds me of Las Vegas last year." He said, "We didn't start till like 1 a.m. our time," but certainly a program, as you mentioned, that has set standards in Florida, but also St. Thomas Aquinas. That's a program that over the years, you know, you look on NFL rosters, the Boza brothers and on and on and on, that has been that factory in the state of Florida. Talk about them and, you know, and obviously Roger Harriott's done a tremendous job. Talk about that program that you'll face this week.
You know, I got so much tremendous respect for Roger, Twan. You know, got to meet those guys from Nike. We have a couple of events. We do coaches clinics. Got to really take some time with those guys just to see, you know, what a mindset, what a great coach, what a great mentor. You know, just hats off to him and all his success. The team itself, obviously, like I said, is perennial.
every year, year in, year out, they're going to have a bunch of dudes and they're going to be great. They're coached up crazy good. You know, just kind of watching some stuff from their kickoff classes just this last week, you know, fundamentally sound. They got athletes, they got great players, great coaches. So, you know, we got our work ahead of us.
Yeah, no doubt. Brett Browner joins us. He's the head coach of Bishop Gorman. We'll let you go in a couple of minutes. I know you guys are itching to get out preparation. But also, too, this is a showcase that is only 3 years old and has already established itself. You know, St. John Bosco and your friend Jason Negro are coming back again. They liked it a lot last year, the experience, the time here. They've had St. John's. They've had St. Joe's of Pennsylvania. They've also, you know, had some really, really good programs, and now places like Max Preps and other programs view this, especially now you have the number one, number two, number four, number nine, and four teams from last year playing in it. Talk about the prestige of that, because you know as well as I do, you can go and play a game and that's great, but when you have seven games, 14 schools, a lot of them from outside the area, and everybody's watching, that's huge.
No, it's tremendous, and I think it speaks to volumes to the level of football that there is in Florida, right? You have a lot of teams that have all these rankings coming in, but you have all these other teams that are in Florida able to play these games. So it speaks just volumes to that level of Florida, that the football there is just that high. And then secondly, you know, hats off to Kevin. He reached out. You know, we jumped on the opportunity to come down and play this. We saw Bosco playing it last year. We thought it was an awesome event. And, you know, God willing, we can make it an annual thing. I would come down every, yeah. You know, we played a lot of Florida teams. I don't think anybody's probably played more Florida teams over the last 10 years than us. We just recognize the talent level. We recognize the kind of kid that's going to, you know, push us to get better. And that's kind of what it is, right? At the end of the day, we're both going to battle it out. And hoping we're victorious. Yeah. But if not, we just got better. We know we got better by playing better talent. So that's really what we're looking for.
And that's important. And you know, your reputation precedes you as a team and a program. Like you said, you've been to Florida a couple of times and you played Central a few times, which is good because a lot of people, identify Central here as one of the top programs. And they're, you know, they get the same respect when they play you guys or they go out and play St. John Bosco or they play St. John's or any of those programs that have been perennial powers as well. I noticed that you went to Northern Iowa. The Unidome. I remember that place. Talk about it. And you're from Davenport, Iowa. How the heck did you get out there?
You know, my wife's from Vegas. That's how I got out here. I had a great time at Northern Iowa. I ran track too, so I played football and track. I wouldn't recommend that for anybody else because it's a lot of sports and still trying to get your degree. But you know, I had a great career. I was fortunate to be there with some great coaches, the great players. You know, again, the Unidome was perfect. You know, it's cold out in Iowa. It's probably snowing outside. And we crank that thing up to 85 degrees. And teams that come in just start dying in there. So it's awesome. Yeah. It's kind of awesome with that. But it was a great experience, a great atmosphere, and really good football.
Yeah, and then you go to a place like Las Vegas that you and I talked. I mean, the football's really good. Obviously, across the board, it's getting better and better all the time, and that's because everybody tries to keep up with programs like you and Liberty, teams that have had success in the past. I appreciate you taking the time. Get out there and practice. I know that you're relishing the opportunity to be out there in the hot sun, but look forward to seeing you this Saturday, 4 o'clock kickoff here, 1 o'clock on the West Coast. Coach, I thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother, and go Gales.
Yep. Yes, sir. Coach Brent Browner from Bishop Gorman out in Las Vegas. They will be in action in the Broward County Showcase, the national showcase on Saturday. Kickoff at 4 o'clock on ESPN, but we'd much rather see you over at St. Thomas Aquinas to kind of watch a team like that and watch St. Thomas Aquinas, two teams that have set standards, two teams that have won five consecutive state titles. I mean, where are you going to find that on one stage where two teams with 10 10 consecutive state titles. So it promises to be a really, really good game. Obviously, both teams are reloading for the contest. Bishop Gorman had that game last week against a pretty good, as Coach Browner said, pretty good Kahuku team from Hawaii, which had to travel to Las Vegas. But he said they were tough and tough-minded, and I'm sure he's going to kind of find the same thing here on Saturday, and they're going to have a good time. And listen, if Kevin Perry's listening, you already got one of your teams for next year. He wants to come back already before ever getting here. This is our second week of paying the respect to this great tournament. Last week, we had all our local programs on. Tonight, the visitors at 7:50. Coach Teddy Bridgewater, tough to call him a visitor, but they will be playing his Northwestern Bulls. He made his debut over the weekend. They'll be playing against Coconut Creek on Thursday. Coach Ben Reeves and Milton will join us at 7:35. Lost to Western last year, but won 13 of 14 games and won the state title in Georgia last year. About 7:25, we'll talk to Coach Chip English from a fabled program, Hoover. The Buccaneers right now are down, but they're coming back up. Coach English has been there a few years. He just took over as head coach over the last month. He'll join us at 7:25. About 6:50, one of our all Florida matchups, Cardinal Gibbons on Friday night at 7 o'clock will play host to Coach Scott Perry in Lake Mary, program that has done really well, 22 game winners over the last couple years, marquee quarterback, really good program. About 6:35, we welcome back Coach Matt Helmrich, who was at St. Thomas and been down here in South Florida. Now he has his Peachtree Ridge team up in Georgia. They will play against Monarch on Thursday evening. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking to, for the second year in a row, Coach Jason Negro from St. John Bosco, a powerhouse on the West Coast. So we got it all kind of laid out for you. Hope you're going to be with us up until 8 o'clock this evening. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk some more high school football. Coach Jason Negro from St. John Bosco in Bellflower, California, is next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.